You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
You're listening to another interview in preparation to the Cosmic Code Convention online edition. And today we have with us a pioneer of game discovery, a.k.a. Shawn Michael. He's a dating game master. He's the CEO of the 3-Second Rule with over 40 pro attraction and dating coaches. He globally shares how to learn game fast. So, Shawn, it's a pleasure to have you. I understand you're in a beautiful location in nature. So how are you today, Shawn?
I'm great, Vince, and thanks for asking, my friend. It's been a couple of years since I last spoke at your convention. Was that 2017 now?
I believe it was 17, yes.
Yeah, GSLR. It was good times, good times. So now we're on lockdown, and you're absolutely right. I am in UK, Great Britain right now, and I'm in the National Peak District Park. So for the viewers who are listening, no, I'm not sitting on the carsy, as we'd say in England. I'm not having a shit or a dump. I'm not taking a piss. It is the running water of the river that is literally running below the building, and we are on an arch in an old 150-year-old mill. So that is the running water. That is not me taking a leak.
Well, that is the closest I have been to nature in the past couple weeks. So that sounds very, very pleasant as a location. So, Shawn, let's dive into the questions. Now, you are a really good-looking guy, and you always had a very interesting lifestyle. Nevertheless, I understand many may not know that, but initially, even though you had already been teaching other disciplines, you had been in the army as well, but it would be unfair to assume that you from the get-go were thriving with girls. It appears that on the contrary, once you completed the army, it was a little challenging for you at first. So it's always inspiring because it would be easy for the guys who struggle out there to, the same way they put women on a pedestal, to also assume that, hey, easy for those gurus. But tell us about how the journey started for you.
Yeah, and I appreciate the comment of saying a really good-looking guy, but I'd say buy me a drink before you hit on me. Response aside then, again, but it's the one guy should always remember. If they ever run out of things to say and the girl says something to them, just assume and be playful and, hey, buy me a drink before you hit on me. But you know, totally, I was definitely not a good-looking guy. And even to this day, I present myself well and I maximize my fashion and posture and how I hold myself. But if you look on my articles and you see my photo of how I was way before I started the game, I was miserable, I was depressed, and I didn't look, and you know, that's now 12 years ago, I did not look like I do now. So, and again, for everyone who's listening, is, you know, there's a big argument out there in the whole community, is do looks matter? So let's put that to bed straight away. Of course your looks matter to some degree, but they do not matter at the same weighting level as men to women and women to men. And if I share one thing that that will put that to point, because a lot of guys they avoid learning the game because they just think they still look good enough. And when a guy meets a woman and he's bragging to his friends, and he'll say, hey, I met a cool girl. They'll all say, hey, show us a photo. What does she look like? That's the same response from all the guys. In contrast, when a woman meets a guy, she's telling her friends about the new guy. They're like, they don't say, show us a photo. They'll say, what does he do? You see, women, while yes, the looks are attractive and it helps, it doesn't seal the game. And I remember distinctly, I was actually with Mystery. We were teaching a Washington boot camp in Washington, D.C. And we had a guy who was a Miss Versace model. They have lots of them. He's not the only one. And he was a he's a beautiful looking guy. The jawline, the dark eyebrows, wavy hair, beautiful smiling teeth. And the other students just, they were like, why are you here? And they were very surprised. He says, look, I'm just not confident with women. And I could tell it wasn't, they didn't buy it until we went out and he got some interest. And it's a little bit like me going to the US. My British accent may buy me 3 or 4 seconds. If I haven't got anything to say thereafter, the interest is gone. And it's what women get, the interest. Whereas with guys, we see a hot woman, we can immediately make the decision and we become attracted. We are evolutionary wired to react to the beauty, whereas they are not. So this guy would open, we would push him into set sometimes. Women would give him a few seconds. And it would just drift away every single time. He went through a lot of sets that night just to desensitize to the approach. And the other guys couldn't believe it because there was this guy who was a Versace model. I know because he brought me a couple of Versace tops for free. A little bit big for me, to be honest, but let's not go there. And but yeah, and he was just getting blown out left, right, and center just because he would just freeze up. He didn't know what to say.
Wow.
So yeah, it's... Yeah, when people say about, you know, thank you for the compliment, it's, you know, a good-looking guy. I think the important thing for a guy is to present yourself well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've met a world record of good-looking guys, wealthy guys, or even famous guys, and it doesn't matter until you have game. At best, they end up in shaky, psychotic relationships that go nowhere. Mm. So your company is called 3SR. It's a big buzzword, a three-second rule. And yet, beyond just the wording, what's the true mindset and dynamic of 3SR?
Ah, good question. Well, I'll let you in on the secret. It was never actually meant to be the pickup company. It was actually at the time I was with Invenution Arts as a partner with Matador, Mystery and Love Drop at the time. That's like, what, 6 years ago now? And we always know, every time I had guys come to the boot camp, because I like fashion and style myself, I always found that if I could just help them dress right before we went out, I'd take them to Zara. They'd spend maybe $50 and they could convert their very presence and it just make them feel good. It was like a placebo effect. They felt good. They felt a bit more confident. They got some new tools in the bag because of the way they've styled themselves. And so I used to have one of our designers in London make some peacocky style, sophisticated, not like the crazy peacock, but sophisticated clothing. And to bring to the boot camps, and I just like literally sell it at a cost sometimes, just so the guys felt like they looked the part. And because I always believed that in the 3 second rule, and I later found that in an interview in BBC Radio in the UK, there was a big study done about how decisions are made, make a break within the first 3 seconds of a realization being happened to you. And I believe that about your style and impact, that when they see you, you've only got 3 seconds to really catch attention. And for a guy, if you're out gaming, then to not have good style and fashion is almost like working harder. It's like making the game hard for yourself. You're invisible. For instance, if I'm talking to you right now and I'm sharing a bit of wisdom or a brain fart, let's call it, and there's some girls around in our group, Vincent, we're being sociable in LA. And if I'm invisible in my style and my presence, the girl across the room in the group adjacent, she doesn't get to see that. Whereas if you and I, like we are, Vince, we're a bit flamboyant, a little bit of peacocky, a bit of fun sophistication, but in a way that says we are comfortable with it, it demonstrates one of the evolutionary value spikes of socially intuitive and has status. And the very fact that people are reacting to us, so that little spike of being observed and not the observer, where the room can see these cool-looking guys and that other people are reacting to us, indicates a level of higher value. So it creates a ripple effect in the room. And these days, I don't game a girl, I game the room. And I focus on raising my value and the fashion and style, but it all starts with 3 seconds. You know, that 3 second rule. And also one of the fundamental rules of the game in terms of removing the approach anxiety, or never fully removing it, but the systematic desensitization happens by obeying the 3 second rule. And without that 3 second rule is one of the most fundamental rules in the game, then it doesn't. You're never going to have game. You're never going to have choice. You're never going to have sex. You're never going to have a hot girlfriend. You're never going to have a wife or the mother of your children, unless you obey that 3 second rule, because every second thereafter is either killing your confidence. It's like almost, Vince, it's like your stomach is nibbling down on your testicles just for some nourishment to get yourself over there. But she's 20 times more socially intuitive than you are, and she already knows that you were avoiding approaching. You already looked at her twice. She already saw that. And thereafter, those 3 seconds, you're not only creeping her out, but you're creeping yourself out. So yeah, those fundamental rules of 3 second rules. So the fashion brand went on when I eventually left Venetian Art. I just loved the concept so much, and it embraces so many areas that, yeah, the company became the 3 second ruled coaching and development organization.
Now, you do have spectacular fashion, and you know, we recently are conducting an experiment with guys who never really had a sense of strength. So I purposely had them for the experiment wear colors, you know, like a motorcycle gang. And they were surprised because for the first time through fashion, and I'm not saying do that, but through fashion, they were able to get a sense of respect. Now, there's a lot of misconceptions about fashion for those who initially were not very interested by fashion. So can you help clarify? Because, for example, for me, many people say, "Why you peacock like crazy?" But I never really considered it peacocking. For me, it's just following my heart. So what recommendations would you have for people who've neglected their fashion as a starting point and erode the misconceptions like, we don't dress to get the girl necessarily because it's a backward equation. Like a guy wants to get a tattoo because maybe he's going to get more girls. No, you do that because you're doing it for you. So I'm curious to hear your take on that. And again, props on your style. And I recall you even rocking the kilt here in Hollywood. So that was an epic moment.
Well, and here's the thing, you see, Vince, you are not fashionable. And I mean that not disrespectfully. So let's define that word fashion. There's a difference between fashion and style. Fashion, and I was very fortunate in my very first, I'll come back to why you're not fashionable in a positive way in a moment. And in my very first 6 months in the game, I got to some skill. And I remember the morning after, we were doing some day game before we went back to Nottingham in UK. And my wingman at the time, a guy called Caddy, he was a nuclear physicist for Rolls-Royce. And super analytical, way too much for me, but he had benefits, you know, and that's a big tip I'd encourage people is find somebody who's not like you so you can learn their different style. And it was the next morning we saw this beautiful, tall blonde in a shop called Harvey Nichols, like a high-end brand shop in the UK. And he says, "Well, it's your set." And I'm like, oh, I just wasn't in the headspace, but I obeyed the 3 second rule and got over there. And and she became my girlfriend for about a year and a half in the game. And but I learned so much from her because she did a lot of fashion lecturing. And I just learned a lot about the fashion world and how to make what you've got, like your unique physique, certain styles work for different people. And that is a misconception of the concept of fashion. Fashion changes, especially in Europe where we have different seasons. Hollywood is the same season all year round to me. But when the seasons change fast, so does the fashion. And people think they need to be fashionable. What you have, you're not fashionable. You're not following fashion, what I call sheeple. You have a unique style. And style is very different from fashion. And the whole objective for most guys, well, for everyone, should be that you find your defining style. And that a lot of guys in the game as well, sometimes they can be like what we call one-trick ponies. They only have one style. And the instructor works for them, but some of the students will be a guy who has to wear a suit one day. You know, he's got to hang out with the girlfriend's parents another. Maybe he wants to hike up a mountain. And you want a range of different styles that fit in for different occasions that you feel comfortable with and congruent. But like anybody, you hit the nail on the head. If they've never really thought about their clothing, just wearing anything can be a bit uncomfortable. And I'd say this to everyone, if you're playing with the concept of peacocking, which is just flamboyant fashion, it's just a LA kind of a pickup name for a peacocking, is make sure you're not too uncomfortable. Something that stretches you, something that's interesting, because what you're looking for the moment that you're an interesting guy and you've got something to say, if she's hot enough, she doesn't want to come across like every other girl and say, what do you do, where are you from, what's your name? She likes to notice something about you. Oh, I like your X, I like your brooch, or I like your necklace, or like, and then make sure you have a little story behind it, otherwise you're wasting that moment of interaction, which is the waste of time in the game. So always have something of interest about you. But what you really want is to be able to carry a style wherever you go in the world, whether I'm wearing a kilt, a skirt, let's call it out what it is, but the ability to carry it off. And now, when I wore that kilt, Vince, we were out with the Arash and yourselves, you know, the man who goes, why are you wearing that? What's that? Then I've got responses, you know, fun, playful responses to what I'm wearing. Because if you know you're going to go out, girls are going to always ask one of three things. What do you do? Where are you from? What's your name? But if you're wearing something interesting, they're going to comment on your scarf. They're going to comment on your mohawk. And I'm sure every time they try to touch your mohican, we call it mohawk. Is that what you call it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've got some fun, quirky responses for that. And that's to say, everybody should have something that makes them a little bit different from the average guy, but also being congruent with who they are. Some people just take it to extremes, and then they go back to work the next day, you know, and they're a policeman, and, you know, it's not congruent with who they are. But I also believe in, you know, you're not meant to stay who you are. Individuation, the concept of a Jung was all about to become all that you are not. And guys say, just be yourself. Fuck, be yourself. Be yourself got you to where you are today. If you want the next level of success in life, the hotter girl, you know, bigger freedoms, achieve bigger challenges, you need to upgrade your skill set. And the game is no different.
Yeah. Yeah, who are we to know just how far we can grow, and congruency is key. Now, this is very, very rich. And every time we interacted, I remember the first time we got introduced to each other in Hollywood, even though you didn't know the neighborhood right away, it becomes super interesting around you. And you mentioned the idea of interest earlier, and also find something interesting. I've witnessed many men look too far, almost like it's what's interesting is way outside of them. So how can they, Sean, close the gap and recognize what's interesting already to start with, so they too can very rapidly make any conversation more interesting?
In terms of fashion and style?
No, the fashion, I think you've said plenty wonderful things about it.
Okay.
At the level of just, you know, you said, like, be certain that you have something interesting to say about it, about your fashion. And most people, if we take a person and we go, what's interesting about you right now, this moment, and your life today, they probably would search for something so spectacular, when in fact there's always plenty. And I'm also, we're all witnessing as we hear you right now, that even though we're on a global lockdown, we're two different locations, this is so rich. I mean, we could take so many direction with all of your answers. So tips on how to become more aware, on how to make everything rich.
Well, first of all, is be different from everyone else. You know, I always say, and I used to talk about this extensively with Love Drop. He was the kind of the secret author behind Revelations and a lot of other books out there in the pickup world. And he had, you know, he's a mathematician. He was the guy who got into Bitcoin really early. He told me to get the Bitcoin, by the way, when it was $10. And I said, no, big mistake. And we always talked about this concept of being in your own bubble. And I'm in my own bubble. We're all in our own headspaces. But imagine that the inner child, that curious, if you've ever watched, there's a TV show called The Mentalist, and he's a guy whose wife got murdered, and he you know, he has neurolinguistic programming skills, cold reading skills, but his demeanor, how he goes, or the guy from Californication, the guy in that. So it's an LA show. And how they go about their lives is that they have this curiosity about them, that they're fascinated by things and people around them. And it allows other people who are around them to step into their bubble, because they're not, they don't have your, you don't have your guard up to impress other people. You're just doing what you do in a playful way that allows them to step outside of their prison and into your bubble. And the more stronger that bubble becomes, means when you start carrying, when you've got a few people with you in your entourage, and you just, there's just something about you. And every guy's had that one night where maybe it was that one birthday where every night, everything went right on that one night. Well, what if you could do that every night? And you were the center of attention, not because you want to be center of attention. You might be orchestrating everybody around you, but the girl can see he's leading this. He's the key. He's the man here. And to be in your bubble, but in a playful way, but also know that at any one moment you could protect her. You are willing to stand up for what is right and what you value. So it's your way of being embodies all of the rich, as the PA would community call it, attraction triggers. You are a protector. You are a leader. You are socially intuitive. That's highlighted through your fashion and your humor. And also your status is a huge one. And by the way, one of the biggest studies ever, people say, you know, pickup is bullshit. And well, one of the biggest studies ever done by David Busson, he's an evolutionary psychologist around the world. And in the study that was done over 40 different countries and cultures, one of the biggest attraction spikes for women that was not just considered a desire, but a necessity, was social status. It's not that they walk around talking about it, but the one thing that they reacted to was status. And you can see that all the time. If you have a big enough presence in your way of being, not just for the girls, but that the environment that you go into, you're memorable to the door staff, you're memorable to the club staff, that you don't stand at the bar waiting to be served because you just tip your head and they'll come around and give you a drink, and they don't do it for other people because you bring such pleasure with you that people want to be part of that. You know, and when they do something for you, then you get to reward them and you get to say, I appreciate you. I don't fucking thank anybody. Don't thank people. Tell them you appreciate them. It goes straight to the core of what they want and desire. So you learn by your very social way of being how to be an attractive guy. I have one of my coaches, one of my junior coaches in the background, Papa 3SR, and he always talks about how that when guys are learning pickup, they're like rats and mice. They're running around the room, and it's just so obvious to everybody that they're low value, and they're chasing the sniff of cheese. How about you become the fucking cheese? And then people are attracted to you, but not in a super arrogant James Bond aloof way, but that endearing way. People want to know you. You're safe and comfortable to be around, but you're still the daddy of what's going on around you. So, yeah, I kind of went off on a little bit of a tangent there. But, you know, way of being and how to have impact in your presence. We call this, by the way, your impact value. Some people have a looser version they call looks maxing, et cetera. But your impact value, and this is one of the core components when guys are trying to get into the game, and one of the components with 3-Second Rule, our company, is there are multiple levels of game. And what one style of game is right for one person is not necessarily right for the other. And what we do is we look at a guy's different areas, like his impact value. The impact value is your fashion, your grooming, you know. It highlights who you are. And do you have the means and resources, or even consideration and time to work on your grooming, your haircut, and your trims? Your fashion, physique, your posture all leak the truth that can be observed as to your value. Now, it doesn't mean to say you have to be great in those areas, but it doesn't take a guy much to maximize. We took a guy as a chiropractor, 42 years old, and he just had the worst posture, which is crazy for a chiropractor, looked like an old man. And within 48 hours, he's looking sharp as hell. He still has no game. But why get blown out because your impact value, what they see in the first few seconds, is terrible? So once you've sorted that out, there are other levels. Is how much time does this guy have to spend in field? he may actually be a busy guy, the 168 hours, and all he's got, he doesn't want to be a pickup artist. He doesn't want to spend 5 nights practicing the game. He might only have 3 hours on a Friday and Saturday night. So how do we work with that? What's his unique personality type? And what is his natural level of social confidence? All of those put together will help us find a style of game that is right for him. And there's an interesting thought is when you look at our community or the dating pickup attraction community, Vince, you'll notice that people, it's like the dark days of martial arts. This style works. That style doesn't work. Black or white, one or the other. And they fight ferociously between them. And then along comes mixed martial arts and proves them all wrong. And you see how many masters are exposed in the martial arts world of the Tai Chi guy, and he gets in the ring, and it doesn't work in the real world. And everybody has a style of game that's right for them. For instance, an example, if you remember Matador?
Yes, of course.
He, like 6'5", huge, muscly guy, he had a style of program called Caveman Kino and Matador Mayhem. And both of those systems were great for him because they worked for his very size and persona and presence. Now, let's say I've got a little Chinese dude, you know, he's a bit frail. Well, he's not going to walk up and pick the girl up. She'll probably break his back. So one style, while it may be good for the instructor, is not necessarily right for the student. And that is the thing about the pickup industry, because it is a community where there is no governing body. There is no standards and practices and policies and procedures like other industries. There are no coaching programs, well, until we had one. And so what you end up is everybody puts their opinions onto other people. That may be right for them, but it's not necessarily right for where the student is at. Like a lot of guys who got good on routines have given up on those. And they moved on to being a natural, which, of course, you do. That's totally normal. You learn some routines. You learn some delivery so you understand the structure. Then you get rid of them and you add your own material from your real life. And now your way of being and confidence is enough. But then they start teaching at that level. But the guy's brand new. He needs to start at the basics. So, yeah, again, a little bit of a tangent there. But that is, you know, our team in Three Sigma Rule. I have none of them as full-time coaches. They're not allowed to be a full-time dating and pickup coach because – we don't want them to be full-time pickup guys. We want them to have normal jobs like normal people so that they can add value to other people's lives, but at the same time, be the kind of guy that, you know, can get into a relationship and step out of the game or be a social artist than a pickup artist. Whereas a lot of guys, you get stuck into the game, it's a dangerous way of life because you do generally get stuck there and wash, rinse, repeat in terms of finding, meeting, attracting women.
Now, Sean, do you also find that sometimes, and what recommendations would you have for that? Here and there I see guys that they're a little overly attached initially to finding their own style before they even begin. So it kind of causes them to micromanage, and it could also be a convenient excuse. So what recommendations would you have for those people whom they barely begun, but right away, you know, kind of the opposite challenge of what you just mentioned?
Yeah, so correct me if I'm wrong, Stu, so I'm understanding this correctly, is that they are coming in and they want to file something that's super congruent with who they are already, and they want to find something that's comfortable and doesn't stretch them too way out of their comfort zone, and they just want to bolt it into their life really quickly. But they're looking around for the best thing.
Yeah, or they're like, teach me, but don't teach me that way, and don't do it that way, and they are not, simply teachable enough.
Yeah, well, first of all, as long as the coach is a professional coach and trained, they'll know how to deal with those. And, you know, I always remind people, look, you've got to be a good student. So trust the journey, because it's like anything. It's like same as a martial arts, any discipline. I'm a coach in 15 different sports and disciplines, and every single one of those are right. Yeah, it's everything from windsurfing instructor, basketball coach, basketball referee, military police, restraint and arrest techniques, mountain expedition leader. And I was very fortunate because the British Army gave me all those. But what I learned was lots of different coaching styles. And the one thing that the pattern that I was always fascinated by the pickup community is, it's like if you imagine tennis, people don't go and play tennis to practice. They do the drills. I went, and my friend ran a tennis coaching course in La Manga in Spain. I went for the whole week, and literally 95% of the day is drills and skills, drills and skills, drills and skills. And maybe the last 30 minutes at the end of the day, they'll have a fun play of tennis. Because everybody as a coach knows the game that you're playing, you don't win it from practicing the game. You win it from practicing the drills and skills. What a lot of students who are entering the game, they just want to go straight in field and run the marathon. They don't want to practice their gait. They don't want to work on their flexibility. So, you know, you've got to give them a little bit of what they want, but also show them what they need. And when you get guys like that, it's like learning martial arts. You're going to have to learn the katas to learn the discipline. And you just got to help them see the benefits in that. But, yeah, when you think about it, if you look at a professional athlete, I worked with the Deutsche Olympiastützpunkt, was a German Olympic governing body before I left Germany. And a guy called Carl Head, one of the top coaches in the country at the time, I said, why have you got them here for 4 hours? The guy's a sprinter, for Christ's sake, 200 meters. You know, how many sprints can you do in 4 hours? And when I watched the breakdown, it was amazing. They might have pulse raises, warm-ups, stretching, flexibility. That's 40 minutes. Then they'll do some other stuff, PNF, proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation stretching exercises. And then they do some warm-ups and balancing and plyometrics to get their muscles more responsive, maybe to some hurdles or exploding out the gate. And then all of a sudden, they'll do some other exercises. In actual fact, because let's say 100 meter, 200 meter, we're talking less than a minute. They're only ever doing that at 90%. And then maybe once or twice a month where they go full out. So they're spending 95% of their time on their drills and skills and way of being, even the sports psychology, which became my field after a while. They're spending 95% not doing their game, but getting the skills ready. Whereas people learning pickup, they just want to go in and practice the game. That makes you massively outcome dependent. It makes you think, she said this, she said that, what should I do? And then they get very reactive to the results and the negativity. They don't like the rejection and they give up. Nobody ever in any other industry, in any other sport, skill or discipline, literally just goes straight to play the game.
Got it. So
as coaches, it's our job to help them understand that they need the drills and skills. Get the drills and skills, then you feel confident. You know, we don't throw you into a fight straight away. Even boxers, they're spending, 80% of their time sparring, practicing, bag work, rope work, and then they get in the ring for a few minutes. We wouldn't put you into a fight, so why do that in the game? And, on one of your questions you asked me a while ago was, what are you doing while we're in, for instance, COVID-19 lockdown? Well, that's a great opportunity to work on the drills and skills. So working on my story of where I'm going to be, because girls always want to know, well, not what you're doing, but where you're going. Why does she want to know that?
Sean, was my next question. Forgive the interruption, but I'll toss the question at you. So how to continue to grow game-wise despite social distancing? So I'll let you continue.
Well, a lot of people are trying to figure out right now, they're reacting. They're being those reactive Annies where they're reacting and trying to figure out, how can I game? What should I say to run text? Right now, I'll tell you, everyone, right now, she has like 20 times more choice than she had before, because if she's hot enough and you're messaging her, then so are a hell of a lot of our other guys. And the guy's asking what to say. Who gives a fuck what you say? Yeah, pardon my French there, because the reality is she's going to take one look at your bio and now you've got to deal without your presence being there. Does your bio look great? So what I would say to people is stop panicking and trying to get the girl, even though you can't do anything with them in lockdown, and work on the drills and skills of your life. Because here's a thought. I said before, Vince, that I'm not sure if you'd agree with that. Typically, girls always ask you one of those three things. One, they're interested in you. And by the way, when they say IOIs, indicators of interest, that doesn't mean indicators of I want to fuck you or I want sex. It says indicators of interest, not attraction. And they are, what do? Where are you from, Vince? What's your name? Those basics. Well, I guarantee in the future, for the next few years at least, women are going to ask, what did you do during lockdown? What did you do during lockdown? And you're going to be one of two types of guy. Did you survive or did you thrive? A lot of guys, well, you know, I played some PlayStation, I started eating healthily. Little tiny changes. How about we use this opportunity to be the fucking cheese, my friend? Be the cheese in the future because of what we did. Yeah, what I did. I changed my diet, my health. I made some decisions in my business. I couldn't get to where I was going in Vancouver, so I flew my team in there. I flew my team to me so we could all be in there. We've got a great place in the national parks. Boom. But that's for me. But what did we do? So a guy can be working on, and if he's not happy in his life, where is he going to be? Because ultimately she has to make a decision. Why do I want to be with this guy? Even if it's a short period of time. And that means if she pair bonds with you, if she gets into bed with you, so to speak, is her life going to be better than it is right now? And your life needs to be look more compelling than where she is right now. And the reality is this day and age, a hot woman on Instagram, a little bit of flesh flashing, she has a lot of choice. So you've got to be different. So it's time for us guys to upgrade our damn lives. And right now in lockdown, I would stop worrying about messaging and what to say on Tinder and start working on your life, upgrade your mentality, get your reading done, research the people that you admire and what are they doing differently, improve your health, your fitness. I'm meditating every day. I'm not a spiritual guy. I know you are. I don't meditate. But, you know, one of your speakers, the meditation guy with a beard, bald head, what's he called?
Yogi Chris, we have quite a few.
Yeah,
Yogi Chris, Tony Michael.
Exactly. Tapping into people who have skill sets and mentalities and ways of being that are not your own. So you become more rounded. And every day, if somebody's watching my story and a girl is saying, wow, this guy's still, you know, living and excited, enthusiastic. Enthusiasm is contagious. So what skills, what music instrument? There's so much you could be doing right now. So why not use this time right now to become a more attractive man for the future rather than scraping around trying to find sniffs of cheese?
What are your personal daily routines and disciplines overall and currently? How do you structure your own day?
I structure my day in life based on exactly what we teach in our programs is the, you know, you got the pickup and the dating skills. And by the way, we call it the game. I don't really ever see it as the game. I just see it as an essential skill set for a man. And without it, he's fucked. Or should we say he's not fucked, you know? So pickup and dating, learning the basics, because you can be social and not have pickup. Or I don't like using the word pickup, but it's just an American terminology. But let's say the dating, you have a dating game, you've got social skills, health, and wealth. And I know you could add a lot of other components onto that, but as long as I'm working on those, at least two or three of those every single day, I know I'm growing as a man. So every day there's some sort of exercise. You'll see me, I'll get out of bed, I'll go for a quick walk, get oxygen in my brain, because get rid of the stinking thinking. Movement, get movement. We are meant to move. So why not get the oxygen in the brain, get a glass of water, a bit warm in the microwave, 1 minute, a little bit of lemon, opens the digestive tract and all the intestines, helps move things along so you're nice and healthy, get a good breakfast, and just start. You know, there's in the military, they always say, look, if you can't tidy your bed, how the fuck can you run your life? You know, have disciplines. So if a woman was to just pop by at any time in your home, does it look sharp? Does it look like it could be ready to be sold? And so I make sure my environment is tidy around me. Sign of a cluttered desk is a sign of a cluttered mind. So I make sure everything is pristine before I start. Get up early, which means you can't always be out crawling around the clubs to pull a clock. You know, you've got to be up, and you need to let women know, hey, I've got to be up early. I've got some big dreams and goals I need to complete right now. So, yeah, a little bit of fitness, some reading. I'm not a great reader, Vince, I'll be honest. So I listen to audio, and the best time to do that, I go for a walk. And you, without realizing, 45 minutes disappears. So health, fitness, mindset, and making sure you connect with other people. I like to uplift one person every day, no matter how locked down I am in the world. Uplift one other person in the world, and I guarantee you, help other people, it comes back at you.
Well, you certainly uplifted all of us today. Can't wait to see you online at the convention. And which, by the way, where can people find you on social media? And anybody that wants to be at the convention, you can certainly do it through Sean. Contact him or contact us. The site is cosmiccodeconvention.com. But let us know that you came through the interview with Sean Michaels. So your social media.
Our Facebook page is at Discovery3SR, the letters 3SR, Sierra Romeo. That's my Facebook page, my personal Instagram. So people, you know, they ask how the life is. It's not as glamorous as it always sounds. I live a humble life, and I like to just do healthy living things. So if people want to see my story and what I actually get up to every day, my Instagram is at Sean3SR, S-H-A-U-N-3-S-R. And I'll always add people and follow back. So, yeah, welcome there. And if they want to get involved in the discussion, we've got a 4,000-member group talking dating, pickup, attraction. That's facebook.com/groups/3-second rule. Number 3-second rule. Groups/3-second rule. There you go, Vince.
I have one more question.
Your convention. I know you always do such a great job. And I just wanted to say I appreciate you putting this together for the community. The few who do are the envy of the many who don't, my friend.
Sean, likewise, this was extremely rich and enriching. And in conclusion, you know, I would like to ask you the question, your greatest realizations about love, sex, and romance.
Don't give up. Don't give up. A lot of people will try and tell you to give up. Sometimes yourselves will find a reason to give up. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there talking this pill, that pill, trying to make excuses for themselves. Don't listen to anybody, even your stinking thinking self. There is somebody out there for everyone. There are many people. You've just got to be in the right place at the right time and with the right mindset and the right lifestyle that you've created. So keep working on yourself. And I believe, you know, to this day, even for myself, there is a perfect person out there for everyone. You just got to be ready for them and ready for the time.
Well, I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and today our guest was Sean Michael, a.k.a. Discovery CEO of 3SR. It was a super rich interview. Can't wait to soon see you at the Cosmic Code Convention online edition. Thank you for listening. Be certain to subscribe to the podcast. We release one new interview every single day. And meanwhile, I would like to thank you for listening today, and thank you, Discovery. It was phenomenal. So appreciate you. So thank you very much.
You're absolutely welcome, my friend.
To experience the magic of the world's largest online convention ever, go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.